Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Michelle Anderson. Of course, she's the director of the Atlantic Public Library. And libraries, Michelle, are so much fun. So good morning to you, because you're going to tell us about some of that fun.
Good morning. We have a lot of fun events planned from our library here in Atlantic. But we also have one big event coming up that's a joint project with all of the libraries in Cass County.
And I don't know if people realize that you do have this organization where all of you for Cass County get together and share ideas and share resources, and now you're sharing on this big event.
Right. Yeah, so we actually, as librarians, we meet once a month and we talk about what's happening in our own libraries, and we brainstorm ways that we can do things together. And so this came out of that, and it's our Family Color Fun Run at Lake Anita on Saturday, June 26.
All right. So family, that kind of says who should show up, and I assume that's families of all ages.
That's right, all ages. And we call it a fun run because it rhymes, but it can be fun run or walk. And actually, we've determined the route is going to be actually about a half mile route. So you're going to be invited, if you want to do the route twice to get your about a mile, or if that's too much, you can just do one time through it and be done. So it's really accessible to almost everybody.
And it's not a race. This is just have fun, right? And go your own pace.
That's right. So it's untimed. There's no winner. But because our summer reading program theme is Reading Colors Your World, it's a color run so that we can do color stations. So wear light colored or white tops, and there'll be different stations throughout that loop where you'll get different colors tossed your way.
And I've read about these before, and you're going, yeah, I don't know. It's cleaner than a mud run.
Yes, absolutely cleaner. And the color is washable, to a point.
Yeah, I probably don't want to wear your finest
Don't wear your finest. But it's a cornstarch-based color powder, and so it is washable. It's not permanent. We do want to make sure people know that if they have really sensitive eyes, they may want to wear sports goggles or sunglasses. You know, we'll try not to toss powder in people's faces, more towards their chests. But, if you have sensitive eyes, it's a good thing to bring along some sunglasses or goggles too.
Well, and it may be sunny if the weather continues, so sunglasses would always be a really good choice. And it starts early in the morning.
Yeah, it does. So, it's already been hot, and we'll expect it to be hot. And so the registration form has ask you which start time would you like, 8, 8:30, or 9, just because we want everyone to be able to enjoy the event in the coolest part of the day. We hope it's cool in the morning.
And you're out there by the lake. I mean, it's an outside kind of activity, so just go and have a great time. So people do need to pre-register. You need to make sure you have enough supplies, correct?
That's right. There's no fee. But we do ask for pre-registration just so we make sure we have enough color so everyone can have fun.
Okay, and how do you pre-register?
So there's a link on the Facebook event to a Google form to register, and that link is also found on the Atlantic Public Library website.
Okay, and if they have any questions, I'm sure they could call any library.
Any library in Cass County, or go ahead and call us at Atlantic 243-5466.
Okay. I'm kind of curious about, you got together and this idea came up. How did that happen? How did that whole brainstorming go?
Well, we were talking about the summer reading program theme had come out, and we were talking about just what kinds of things we were thinking about doing. And so it just came up as a fun idea, and we talked about whether or not we wanted to do it as a countywide event. And when we decided we did, we also got Healthy Cass County on board. We also got Cass County Conservation. Hy-Vee and Fairway will be out there with some healthy snacks for after your run. We'll also have a story walk that talks about the tradition of Holi, which is the Hindu tradition that started these celebrations with colored powder. So, reading colors your world.
Okay, and so it's more than just getting some colors put on you. There's a whole activity around that to go along with the theme. So that sounds really fun. So we'll remind folks again here in a little bit about registration and the date. But before we do that, we want to talk about Dolly Parton.
Yes. Okay. So this is another collaborative effort between all the Cass County libraries, and we are ready to register children to participate in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. So this is a book gifting program where your child would get a book every month from the time they're born or when they register for the first time until their fifth birthday.
This is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We were accepted as an affiliate. I think it was back in March or April. We just got the green light last week that all of our paperwork went through fine and we can start registering kids. I already have over 50 registrations, and that's less than a week since we announced we could take them. So absolutely sign up. If your child or grandchild lives in Cass County and is under 4.5, talk to your library, go to the website, go to our Facebook page, find the link, and sign your child up for this wonderful program.
So how does this happen? Again, you know, Dolly Parton, a lot of people go, you know, they know her music, but they maybe don't know about this initiative that's actually been going on for quite a while.
It has been, and I don't have all my notes in front of me, but it did start with the Dollywood Foundation wanting to make a difference in the lives of children right in her home county in Tennessee. And it was so successful that then it went statewide across Tennessee and is now nationwide, and it has even spilled into other countries. But the Dollywood Foundation covers the overhead cost and does all of the organization of the program. But then local affiliates like the Cass County Libraries do the fundraising and help kids get registered locally. So it's a collaboration between local partners and the Dollywood Foundation, hence Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
So basically at this point, to keep it rolling, is that you would like some donations from anybody who'd like to say reading is important.
That's right. Any library in Cass County can accept your donations. If you're writing a check, it will have to be made out to Atlantic Public Library because our library is taking the lead on facilitating that donation list. But you can, any library, $25 sends 12 books. So that's one kid, a year's worth of books. We always take more than $25, but sometimes it's just as simple as that. Would you be willing to support for $25, that's a year of books for one child?
And can you even imagine what children feel like when they get this in the mail? I mean, First they're getting mail, which they probably don't ever do, and it's a book. I mean, it's just so exciting.
Yeah, you can read some really fun testimonials on the website, imaginationlibrary.com. But I'm hoping we'll get some local stories and maybe even pictures of children getting their books in the mail and getting excited about seeing it and reading it and, spending time with your family members and trusted adults and reading to each other.
And you mentioned grandparents as well as parents, and I'm thinking maybe some grandparents live outside of Cass County. That doesn't matter. The children have to be in Cass County.
Right. It's about where the child lives. So if the child lives in Cass County, they're covered under this program since we're covering all of Cass County.
It really doesn't matter, I guess, to Cass County, but do you have a feeling for the rest of the state? I mean, are there other libraries around the state? Do you have any idea?
Well, I don't have specifics, but I know from the website that there's only about 20 counties in Iowa that actually offer this program. And I've lived in one of them and next to one of them, and I had never heard of it. So I think in some of those counties, it wasn't that it was countywide, but we were very intentional that we wanted this to be a countywide project.
Again, that cooperation among all of the libraries in Cass County. Okay, so go to the website, go to the Facebook if you have any questions about that, or give Michelle a call if you have any Dolly Parton questions. But let's remind folks the date and the registration date for the Family Color Fun Run.
Okay, so that is Saturday, June 26th at Lake Anita is the event, and we're asking for registrations to be in by next Friday, June 18.
All right, very good. Be sure to sign up and have fun. Thanks, Michelle. Until next time, here's a thought from Sally Brown from Peanuts. They say the best way is just to live one day at a time. If you try to live 7 days at a time, the week will be over before you know it.